An offer you can't refuse.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Remember all that taxpayer money companies got? Well, let's just say it's payback time, or pay cap time. Word this morning, the federal government will slash salaries at companies that got the most government aid, like AIG, Bank of America, Citigroup, and General Motors. Charles Elson is the director of the Center on Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. He says this is a bad idea.
For a third party to set salary at any enterprise dilutes the authority of the board and the investors in the company substantially. And I think ultimately will result in real problems at these companies.
Some salaries will be cut by as much as 90%. Apparently, companies aren't the only ones accused of playing fast and loose with bailout bucks. The Treasury Department reports this morning that a lot of people who claimed the $8,000 home buyer's tax credit were scamming the system. About 75,000 cases of fraud are suspected, among them a four-year-old child. A whole slew of third-quarter earnings out this morning. Delta Airlines, AT&T, and Xerox didn't fare so well. Good news, though, from 3M, Hershey's, and Philip Morris. The mixed news has markets feeling blue. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.1% to 9,938. The NASDAQ down 0.6% to 2,138. The S&P 500 down 0.4% to 1,077. Swine flu has been grabbing the headlines, but the regular old seasonal flu is still around, and there's a shortage of vaccine. Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
So, you want a regular flu shot? Get in line. Doctors' offices across the country have run out of the vaccine. Part of the problem is suppliers are making vaccines for seasonal and swine flu, and they're making less of the regular vaccine this year. Tom Skinner is a spokesman for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says suppliers were stuck with millions of unsold doses last year.
Last year, about 135 million doses were produced, but only about 113 million doses were actually distributed.
So suppliers are only making about 114 million doses of seasonal flu vaccine this year. But demand is actually up because people are worried about swine flu. More regular flu vaccine should be available by the end of next month. And the CDC says the regular flu season probably won't really take off until this winter. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. 7 million K-12 students are enrolled in school districts that use software from SunGard Public Sector. More information at sunguard.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. ProduceMoreConserveMore.com.
States have slashed their budgets this year, and schools have taken a big hit. Class sizes are up, and extracurriculars are down, including sports. Advocates for youth sports are in Washington this week, pushing for more government funding. Mitchell Hartman has more.
Two local football teams faced off recently as fans cheered and the band played. But there are no cheers from athletics advocates these days. Paul Cacimo of the group Up to Us says $2 billion were cut from school sports programs last year alone, meaning fewer players on the field, more kids with nothing to do, and
46 states in the country are charging some kind of fee
to be on high school sports teams that used to be free. Community groups like the YMCA, meanwhile, have cut their after-school programs. So have cities.
They had to lay off two of the coaches that work at our neighborhood rec center.
That's Tori Hutchins, a Denver graphic designer and soccer mom. She'll spend a few hundred on a private soccer league now and may forego other sports altogether. Paul Cacimo says let the talent pool dry up now and there'll be a drought later at the college and pro levels.
There's going to be less talent to ultimately be on television on Sunday afternoons entertaining us.
Cacimo's group wants more corporate support and government funding for youth sports. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
China announced this morning that its gross domestic product is up nearly 9% over last year. GDP measures the goods and services a country produces, and 9% is huge, especially in the middle of a global recession. Gareth Leather is the China analyst for the Economist's Intelligence Unit. Gareth, thanks for talking with us.
It's a pleasure.
So tell me, how did China manage basically 9% GDP growth over last year?
Well, China's been very aggressive in supporting its economy, both through big cuts in interest rates and surge in bank lending by the state-owned banks, and also as well a big increase in government spending. And it's been this combination of really aggressive monetary and fiscal policy which has enabled the economy to grow by 8.9% in the third quarter, which is much higher than any other emerging or indeed developed economy.
Is the Chinese government going to keep this stimulus up?
Certainly, the Chinese government's quite encouraged by what's happened over the past year in the economy and indeed probably surprised at the speed of the rebound. I think what they're going to do is they're going to kind of selectively withdraw parts of it. The government is hoping the domestic economy and certainly the private sector will have recovered strongly enough to compensate for the big fall or the big fall that you're likely to see in government spending.
From what I understand, the global economy this morning, the markets anyway, seem a little worried about China potentially backing off.
Yes, no, they do. That certainly, I think that's mostly a reflection of the fact that China now plays a big role in the global economy. But I think it's important to note that the Chinese government has kind of got its stall out, really, to make sure that the economy continues to grow strongly. So I don't think they're likely to tighten too drastically too soon, I don't think, because that, you know, more importantly than anywhere else, it will affect China quite badly, and they don't want to do that.
Gareth Leather is the China analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit. Gareth, thank you for talking with us.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
One very visible sign of the recession in this country has been empty storefronts. But one group of retailers is over the moon about all that space: Halloween costume stores. Spirit Halloween, the country's biggest costume store, is taking over former Circuit Cities across the country. Because Halloween is on a Saturday this year, we're expected to spend more on costumes and decorations, about $4 billion. Some of the most popular costumes: vampires, zombies, and Michael Jackson. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.